following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Hi, it's Monday, September 20th. Stephen Luke with you here. Hope you had a good weekend. We start with a developing story that has certainly captured attention nationwide, and human remains have been found in a Wyoming national park. Investigators think they belong to Gabby Petito. Now, she is the missing 22-year-old woman who has been in the spotlight now after disappearing during a cross-country van trip with her fiancé. He is a person of interest in the case. He's been missing since Tuesday, and investigators are trying to find him in a nature reserve in the Venice, Florida area. We'll be following it on NBC7.com. Stricter requirements taking effect today for mega events in California. Now, mega events are classified by the California Department of Health as indoor events with more than 1,000 people and outdoor events of more than 10,000 people. You're now going to be required to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test within 72 hours for those indoor events, and it's going to be recommended for the outdoor mega events. This is a change from previous Department of Health guidelines, which required vaccination proof at events of 5,000 people or more.
I think it's good that they're trying to be safe and to make sure everybody's like safe from the virus. And there is very crowded people at the concerts. So I think it's a good idea that they make sure everybody's either vaccinated or they're tested negative.
I mean, I would either, you know, if I don't feel comfortable, I could put on my mask and, you know, I am vaccinated, so.
In other news, 10 homes were evacuated in Mission Beach after a fire destroyed one and damaged a couple of others on Sunday. This was on Pismo Court and Mission Boulevard. Flames taking over the garage of one of those homes, damaging a car, and firefighters said the flames spread quickly because of just how close the homes are to one another in the area. Police are investigating the death of a man who was riding an electric scooter through Balboa Park over the weekend. He was hit by a teenage driver Saturday night on Pershing Drive near Redwood. Police say the 34-year-old victim was riding with his sister and brother-in-law when a 17-year-old girl veered into the bike lane and hit him from behind. That man died before he could be taken to the hospital. So this stretch of road through Balboa Park, it's the same area as another deadly crash just weeks ago when a cyclist was killed by a suspected DUI driver. The crash is now fueling more calls for the city to build more protected bike paths in high-traffic areas. Let's check in with Brooke, who's filling in for Sheena on this Monday morning. Hi, Brooke.
I'm Brooke Martell with your First Alert weather forecast, and we have pretty clear skies in the forecast for your Monday as we kick off another week, and that is going to continue through the afternoon. And as we're looking ahead to those afternoon hours as well, those wind speeds, they'll be pretty calm, picking up slightly at times through your afternoon along the coast to about 10 miles per hour. Across your inland valleys, temperatures are going to be climbing into the 60s so early in the morning and then into those 70s by the time we wrap up the morning hours. Into your afternoon, daytime highs will be right around the 80s, and the favorable weather continues along the coast too, right around those mid 70s with clear skies. For the rest of your area forecast across the mountains, temperatures close to the low 80s, triple digit temperatures right around the deserts. I'll send it back to you, Stephen.
Brooke, thank you. In the South Bay, the Imperial Beach Pier is now open again. It was closed for 5 days. We told you about this. Structural damage was feared after people saw some broken pieces of the pier basically floating in the Pacific Ocean around it. Well, there was an inspection done, of course, and they didn't find that there were any big problems. The structural integrity of the pier, not compromised. So the good news is it opened again over the weekend, and it's safe for everyone, of course. Want to say thanks to everyone who helped with our NBC Clear the Shelters campaign. We finished strong over the weekend, and thanks to your support and all that you've done over the past month, we've tracked more than 1,800 local pet adoptions and more than 83,500 nationwide. So thank you for, as you always do, answering the call. It's been fun also seeing all these pets and getting them out of the shelters and into homes. Hope you have a great Monday, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.